very, very noisy.
Oh, come over here! Come on!
So where are we then?
Well, judging by that pressure generator unit underground, on a planet that doesn't have an atmosphere.
These caves look very man-made.
You're right. And that's human technology. The kind of thing your people used on the moon. Well, we could be in one of the moon conurbations of the late 30th century.
Earth's moon? I don't think I've ever been to the moon.
Well, I should think not.
Well, no. Still, quite exciting.
One small step for man.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. Shall we see if anyone's about?
If you like.
No, I haven't got a clue who they are. But they're not tagged.
What? That's impossible.
Scan them. Not a trace. And they're wearing weird clothes.
Do you think they've got something to do with Compton and...
Not over the comlink. Security's gonna go nuts when they find them.
We're going up.
Yes. Quite a distinct gradient, isn't it? Which is good news.
Oh, you mean we'll get to see the surface and you can find out where we are?
Exactly, Charlotte.
One glance at the surface and you'll know.
Stranger things have happened.
Like actually knowing where the TARDIS is going to land.
I resent that.
What if we are on the moon?
It'll be interesting. Travel broadens the mind.
I can actually feel my mind broadening by the minute.
So I take it none of this is familiar to you. Not a little moonbeam, are you? Oh, don't worry. We'll get you home one day, Charlotte. Where and whenever that may be.
Professor Lyle Woodruff.
Come. Well, come on. Out with it, Lyle.
You're not going to like it.
A year of mining, and all I've got to show for it is a stack of reports chock full of stuff I don't like, Professor. Current amount of K7 mined on planet Oniakis, 5,000 metric tons. Initial hope of K7's energy yielding properties not realized. Current experimentation suggests the crystalline substance is inert. Inert. One more piece of bad news, and I may not be responsible for my actions.
We've had a response.
You've had a what?
From the K7.
From? And why, precisely, would this be bad news? Well,
my people have been taking a look at one of the artifacts.
I didn't give permission for...
One of the artifacts Harvey and his team found.
The unfortunate Rob Harvey. Mention his name again, and you find
we
yourself...
We got a power reading.
Power? From the artifact?
And that's not a wall. A sample of the K7 reacted in some way.
Reacted? How? Show me. You've got this set up in your lab?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Well, I'd better take this. Cobden, and this better be urgent.
Oniakis security detail, Mr. Cobden.
Yes. And?
We've got some trouble, sir.
Now, this is more like it.
Ooh, big metal doors, my favourite.
This is an observation gallery. And if we can get these blast shields open, we shall probably be able to see the surface.
Or just a load more tunnels.
Do try to look on the bright side, Charlotte.
Like a little moonbeam.
Now, let's see. Here we are. Yeah.
All looks a bit rusty.
Here we've had two for a test.
Hmm?
Haven't been open in months. Nobody's really interested in seeing what's up top these days. All the action's down below, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, yes. Oh. Only time I see anyone is when they send a new shift down.
Hello?
Now, if you want to get these open...
I'm Charlie. This is the doctor. And you are...
Probably just need a kick. Stand back. There we are! Open sesame and all that.
Thank you, Mr...
Oh, Romilly. Service tech Romilly. Haven't seen clothes like yours in ages. What's the occasion?
We're sightseeing.
Oh. Well, here's a sight for your sore eyes.
Whew. Definitely not the moon, then. What do you make of it, Charlotte?
It was pretty much like I'd imagined the moon to be.
Too purple.
I suppose it is. Hey, look up there.
Impressive.
Yes. They do look rather, graceful.
They're enormous.
Colony ships?
You sound surprised.
Do we?
What's that logo on them?
Eurocomgen. Haven't you seen them from the outside before? You must have caught sight of them from the shuttle on your way down.
Yeah, they should have done.
Oh, hello. What's Eurocomgen?
There's something odd about you two, isn't there?
Not that I've noticed, no.
So you better start explaining. Right now.
Oh, dear.
So, this is it.
I'll switch it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. Professor Woodruff, go ahead.
Security, sir. Is the commander with you?
I'm here. Any news of our problem?
Name of Gillespie.
How the hell did he get down there?
Faked his name tag. Good enough to get him past the scans. Not good enough to get him past a second check.
I thought we had marked him for re-cryo after he staged that protest.
Nah, lodged an appeal with the council, pending a hearing. Anyway, that's not all. Took someone tagged as Winnie Connor down with him.
Never heard of her.
Another fake name.
Real name?
Eleanor Harvey.
Harvey?
Mother of Rob Harvey. Sir?
Bury them, please.
So come on, Doctor. Charlie, what exactly are you doing here?
Well, that depends where here is, Mr. Gillespie.
Doctor.
Where? You want to know where you are?
Simple enough question, isn't it?
Where are you people from?
Earth. Isn't that right, Doctor?
Sometimes.
Look, I don't know who you two jokers think you are, but I advise you to get back to the ship before you land yourself in a whole world of trouble. Bad enough having one amateur down here with me.
One amateur?
But you must know you're on Iarchis.
On Iarchis?
There isn't another habitable planet for light years around.
You call this habitable?
And you expect us to believe you came here from Earth?
Yes. Why is that so unreasonable?
Because all life on Earth was destroyed centuries ago.
Oh. Well, that's not something you hear every day.
Of course, yes! Colony ships! This is the time of the solar flares. I knew there must have been more than Nerva.
Nerva?
Doctor, what are you talking about?
Well, strictly speaking, the solar flares will have done their terrible work some time ago.
Well, Cobden and his security people are going to have a field day with you two.
Hmm? Cobden?
Oh, I give up. I really do.
Let me out of here! You've got no right to...
Yeah, we picked up the Harvey woman. No problem.
Good. Gillespie has just been located. He's at Observation Gallery, Pool 90.
We'll pick him up too.
He's got company. Two strangers.
Strangers? What do you mean?
They're untagged.
That's impossible.
I know.
All right. Let's see your miracle.
Right. Put these on.
Where did you get this? That's an old-fashioned headset, isn't it?
Yes. Each of these artifacts have one built into them.
Each? How many artifacts?
Thousands.
Thousands?
Yes.
And what does it do?
Well, I think it's some kind of teaching machine.
Teaching machine? What makes you think that?
When you put the headset on, you start... Well, thoughts just pop into your head.
Telepathy. A telepathy machine.
Perhaps. But these thoughts, they're problems.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of the solutions...
Yes. Well?
You feel good about it.
Good about it?
Like someone's pleased with you. Anyway, this, as you can see, is a sample of Onyakis
K7. A7. Beautiful. Our miners called it ice, you know, because they thought it looked like diamond. Untold riches. Power. What's that?
It's what happened to a sample of K7 the last time I put that headset on.
But K7 is a crystalline, geometrical structure, solid.
Not anymore.
It dissolved?
There was... A transformation.
Energy? Did it release energy?
Oh, yes. Massive energy discharge. You try. Put the headset on.
Are you sure this is safe?
Well,
What?
Well, I survived, didn't I?
I see. So this was a corporate bid for Eternity. Eurocomgen.
Why is he behaving like this?
I've no idea. What are you trying to prove?
We don't come from your colony ships. We came here on our own. Why is that so difficult for you to grasp?
Because our two ships contain the only survivors of the human race.
Ah, happily, you're wrong.
You claim to be from another colony.
He mentioned Nerva.
What's Nerva?
The government's survival arc.
The arc? You don't claim to be from the arc, do you?
Do we?
Well, they didn't stand a chance.
And what about you? Do you stand a chance? What was the plan? Two generation ships? A civilization evolving as you travel through the centuries, looking for a new home? What makes you think you'll be any more successful than the sleepers on the Ark?
He really doesn't know, does he?
All right, then. Tell us.
...0504 to control. I'm showing two tagged individuals at observation gallery. Confirmed. Ned Gillespie and Daniel Romilly. Thermal scan's starting to pick up two other individuals. I'm closing on a... Oh, here we go again! Shut up, lady!
What are you going to do? Make me disappear?
I just obey orders, love. And I strongly suggest you do the same.
Nah, this is something to do with Cobden, isn't it? What's he up to now?
Cobden, your leader? You suspect him of something?
Of everything! And why aren't you tagged?
Electronic implant?
Implanted at birth. Everyone has one.
Well, isn't that proof we're telling the truth? That we're not from your ships?
Oh, shut up!
No, there's no need for that. I thought we were getting along rather nicely.
What?
A bit of lively debate, healthy exchange of...
Tell me the truth!
I'll tell you the truth.
Doctor?
You're suspicious of your boss. You're skulking around in the dark down here, carrying a gun, threatening people and cross-questioning us. Add to that the body language of a hunted man, and I...
And what, Doctor?
And I think it's highly likely you won't want all the ensuing complications caused by shooting us. Besides, I think you're a bit of a crusader, Mr. Gillespie. Out to right wrongs, am I right?
Definitely. He's got a friendly face. What's your first name?
Shh! Damn! That's a security truck.
Well, you're Mr. Cobden.
You've been deliberately keeping me talking so they had time to home in on me.
I think you're the one who's been keeping us talking. We'd have been quite happy to be on our way and...
Shut it! Eleanor. Come in. Eleanor!
Who's Eleanor?
Oh, they must have got her.
What exactly do you think this Mr. Cobden and his security people have done? Well, perhaps I can help.
Look out!
Drop the gun. Drop it or we open fire.
Happy now?
Not especially. Now what, Doctor?
Now? Oh, I'd say we're in deep trouble.
Mr. Cobden? Sir? Look! Look up the K7!
It's working, Lyle. This is... incredible.
Perhaps you should take the headset off, sir. I mean, we don't really know if there are any side effects.
What? No! No, Lyle! No! I don't want to take it off!
Mr. Cobden, sir. It's on Yaki security. Come in, please.
There's a call for you. Sir?
We are pleased.
Who's pleased?
Mr. Cobden, we picked up Gillespie and the two unknowns.
Security, this is Woodruff. Mr. Cobden, is it...
Ah, Professor, yeah, there's something weird going on.
Weird? What do you mean?
These people say they've just landed here.
Hang on. Mr. Cobden, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take these off...
No! What did you do that for? Did I say you could take the headset off?
Sir, please! Security have a problem! Are you all right, sir?
I don't know.
Sir? Mr. Cobden, we've got Gillespie, but the untagged people claim not to be from the colony ships.
What? Let me see them.
Hello! I'm the doctor!
Hello, I'm Charlie.
Look, I knew you weren't expecting to find anyone out here, but I assure you that there's a perfectly rational explanation.
Really?
But if you're not interested in that, you could just let us go, and we promise not to bother you anymore. We really don't mind either way.
Oh, I don't think you're going to bother me at all, whoever you are.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I.
Mr. Cobden, I understand you're in charge of the colony ships.
Oh, you understand that, do you?
So exactly what are your people doing on this planet? Well, it hardly seems ideal for colonization. And where are your security people taking us?
We seem to be going downhill.
Why aren't you tagged? All the sleepers are tagged.
Sleepers?
And everyone on Colony 2 is tagged at birth.
You mean you've got your own cryogenic repository on Colony 1, just like the Ark?
Ark? Who are you?
We've already told you.
I'm the Doctor. This is Charlotte.
Where's Gillespie?
Here. Where's Rob Harvey?
Always asking questions, aren't you, Ned?
Somebody has to. Where's my son?
Your son?
I'd say these good people have a legitimate grievance. Perhaps you should answer that question.
Look, I don't know what you two are playing at, but it stops now.
What's that supposed to mean?
And who's that beside you?
Service Tech Romilly.
And what are you doing there?
I don't know. I was just doing my job and just happened to...
How unfortunate for you. I've seen enough.
Wait a minute.
Unfortunate.
It's no good. He never answers a straight question.
Something not right about that man.
I know what you mean.
That's an understatement. He breaks every rule in the book. Rides roughshod over the council. The job of Colony 2 is to safeguard Colony 1 and the sleepers. Look for planets with raw materials, fuel. But there are rules.
Yeah, and Cobden breaks them, I see. But there was something else.
Something in his eyes.
And I feel I've seen that look before.
You can't bury all the evidence!
You think not? Now, this is what's left of the second sample of K7.
Yes.
And it happened while I was connected to the machine.
Yes, just like before.
Then I will continue the experiment while you find a way to harvest the energy released.
But we don't know why or how it works.
I am not interested. All I know is that this power source is what our people have been looking for centuries. It will ensure our survival throughout eternity. We continue. I have to find out what it does.
Where are we? I said, where are we?
Not getting out, are they?
Well, they've opened the door. They seem to want us to get out.
They brought us down into the lower caves. This isn't one of the mining areas.
Well, anywhere's better than this tin can.
I hope you're right.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You were asking about your son. Do you know what happened to him?
No, that's the point. He just...
disappeared. I thought as much.
You mean this Mr. Cobden is someone who makes people disappear?
Which makes him either a magician or a despot. I didn't see a magic wand, did you?
Mr. Cobden? Sir? Mr. Cobden, I don't think this is safe. The machine is...
Commander? Sir?
It's Professor Woodruff, yes?
The prisoners are in position. Do we have the word?
The word?
Yes, sir. The word.
So your people came here to mine this K7 substance?
Yes, that's right.
How long ago?
Over a year now. My Rob was on one of the first mining teams.
And you've really no idea what happened to him? He just disappeared? What?
You expect us to answer that question standing outside a security truck?
What exactly is K7?
Cobden's people picked it up on a long-range scan two systems away. It was going to be the answer to all our problems, a
power source, a building material, any promise he could think of.
And you think he faked the evidence?
Well, it hasn't worked so far.
And they've mined several thousand tons of it already.
What, just for the sake of propaganda? What sort of substance is it?
Useless.
Apart from that.
Crystalline.
I see.
You've got an idea, haven't you?
Something's forming.
This is incredible.
Yes. Yes.
Sir? Sir, do you read us?
Something forming in the liquid.
Let me see.
What is it? I don't know. Just shapes.
Mr. Cobden, sir, please, come in. The prisoners are in position.
What? Cobden here.
Do we have the word, sir?
The word? Yes. Do it.
What are they leaving us here for?
I don't know, but they seem to be in a hurry.
I don't like it.
Neither do I.
Yes, yes. I really don't recognise any of these tunnels.
So now, can you tell us what you think happened to your son?
We don't know for sure.
Maybe.
Oh, he has his theories, of course. He'd jump on any bandwagon to crucify Cobden.
And why not? He'll be the death of us all.
What are your theories, Ned?
I've got contacts in the comms unit. Word is, young Rob reported something that Cobden didn't want known.
Like what?
Like K7 is actually something to do with an alien life form.
Why wouldn't Cobden want anyone to know that?
As council rules. Any trace of civilizations found, all operations cease and xenoarchaeology step in.
And you think Cobden wanted to cut red tape? At any cost?
Any cost.
Including the disappearing of poor young Rob. Oh dear.
Oh dear?
Yes.
Are you having the same nasty thought I'm having?
I rather fear so.
We've been put down here to be disappeared.
Mr. Cobden, sir, we're at a safe distance. Now proceeding with demolition.
Job done.
Oh dear. Another unfortunate cave-in.
Sir, Mr. Cobden, I think we should stop the experiment now. We should instigate safety.
No! I'm not stopping now.
Charlotte? Charlotte!
Oh, what happened?
Give me a hand. I'll pull you out. Come on. Come on. Gotcha.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Are we the only ones?
Charlie!
Shh! You'll bring it all down on us.
You're right. The question is, why aren't we completely buried?
Cobden did this.
Yeah, I imagine he tried to disappear us, but look up there. See?
What is it?
I'm not sure. Some kind of structure. But it protected us from the debris. In fact, the explosion seems to have unearthed it.
It's huge.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a spaceship.
Sir! Mr. Cobden!
Leave me alone.
My God! What have you done?
Hello? Can you hear me? Gillespie? Ned? Come in! Are you sure this thing is working?
Oh. No. I don't know. I mean, it's just been under a ton of rocks.
Gillespie, please, is Charlie with you?
Doctor? Doctor, is that you?
You have to push the button. I can't reach it. My legs.
Gillespie!
Oh, Doctor! Where are you?
Oh, Charlotte, are you safe?
Well, a bit bruised, but otherwise... Well, Gillespie's hurt, his legs, and there's no sign of Eleanor or the other chap.
Well, Eleanor's with me. No sign of Romilly?
No. Where are you?
Can you see the ship?
The what?
Look up.
What? Oh, my goodness. Where did that come from?
It was uncovered by the explosion. Well, I can see an entrance to it. You must be the other side of the wall of debris I'm looking at right now.
Very probably. But if I can find another entrance to that ship thing...
Exactly. We'll be able to meet up in there.
Nice theory. Do you think it's safe?
Well, I think he's been buried for a very long time.
Long enough for everything inside to be dead and gone?
Let's hope so. Good luck. Keep in touch.
What's that noise?
Listen, Doctor. Your friend had a point, didn't she?
Did she? I mean, she's a very intelligent girl. I'm sure she did.
I mean, is it safe in here?
What's that noise?
Don't know. Could it be something leaking, like fuel or something? Hey, that might be dangerous.
Well, I think we can safely assume that we're in a fairly dangerous situation, Eleanor. Someone just tried to blow us up, remember? I can't imagine things are going to get any safer.
Oh, missing your girl, aren't you?
I what? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Go on, I think it widens out up here. Yes. Yes. Very impressive. You know, I think this might have been the control room.
Bit of a mess now. Nothing but rocks and dust.
Oh. Is this your K7?
Yes, I think so.
Is it normally this malleable?
Hey, well, that's not right.
And Romilly said the miners likened it to diamond.
Hey, what are those?
Right, that's enough. I'm stopping this now. I'm taking the headset.
No. No. You mustn't. I must. Must go on.
Commander, listen to me. Have you any idea what the machine was making you create? Look at the thing. There, look.
I must.
What is it?
Machines. Hundreds of them lined up.
I can see that.
They seem familiar.
But why the headsets? For music or something?
Only one way to find out for sure.
Can you hear anything through them?
Well, nothing but...
This one's lighting up. I think you switched it on. What's the matter?
Well, I can... It's communicating, like... telepathy. Setting a problem for me.
Are you? Are you alive? Can you understand me?
This hype brain is exhausted.
What? Hype? You mean Cobden?
You are also a hype brain. Continue the process. Put on the headset.
Oh no!
What's the matter? Was it too loud? What is it? You know, don't you?
I have seen them before or something very similar. But these are more advanced, more sophisticated.
More sophisticated than what, though?
These are Croton teaching machines.
Croton? Is that bad?
Potentially, very. It might explain the strange look in your Mr. Cobden's eyes.
I never liked the look of him anyway.
Doctor?
Yes, Charlotte?
We found a way into this ship thing, but it's a bit of a climb. And can you hear that noise? Like running water?
I can, and... Wait a minute.
What is it?
There are deposits of K7 all over the place in here, and they're turning into liquid.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
I found Romilly.
Is he all right?
Oh, dear me. What happened?
It seems to be. Hold on. Here, let me help you up.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Nothing broken, I think. Thank you, young lady.
Now, you're sure?
You got off luckier than me, then.
What's that noise? Sounds like a waterfall.
Charlotte?
We've got problems, Doctor. This place is flooding.
Get into the ship quickly. That liquefied K7, or in other words, a hostile crystalline life form in flux.
I shan't pretend to know what you're on about, Doctor, but the entrance to the ship is quite some way up. We've got to climb up a fairly steep rock face, and I don't think Gillespie can even walk.
It's sort of sticky. Viscous.
Doctor, is that stuff safe to touch? Because Romilly...
I shouldn't think so.
Well, no ill effects, it would seem.
Romilly, can you help me with Gillespie? We need to get him up to that entrance.
Oh, good gracious. It looks like a spaceship.
It is! Hurry!
Come on. All right, Gillespie, we're going to lift you.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Are they going to be all right?
That must rank alongside, are we nearly there yet? As possibly the most irritating question a human can ask, Eleanor. We can but hope. Now, none of these other machines are functioning and I've stopped using this one. So why is the K7 still liquefying?
I still don't get why this is happening. What was all that stuff about a crystalline life form? Are you seriously saying that K7 is a life form?
Yes, I'm seriously saying that.
How?
Very easily. Of course! Cobden's eyes, the dim light of a controlled mind behind them. He must have been using a Croton teaching machine. It must be the power he's creating that's liquefying the K7.
You're just not going to explain, are you?
Charlotte, are you all right?
It was a bit difficult to talk just now, Doctor.
I've got him. It's all right, old chap. Nearly there.
I'm not... Oh, sorry about this.
I say, that stuff down there, it's starting to... Well, boil.
You mustn't touch it, do you hear me? It might have been all right before, but it'll be lethal now. Charlotte!
Yes, we're all right, Doctor. We're well clear and just making our way up to the entrance. That liquid is still rising, and Romilly's right. There's heat coming off it. It's sort of steaming. Oh, and it smells horrible.
Help!
Romilly, grab my hand!
No, I can't get hold of it!
Get him! Stay here!
No, it's too late! You'll never get to it! You'll end up in there too!
No!
Charlie, what happened?
It's Romilly! He fell and we couldn't... Oh, couldn't...
Oh my God, is he dead?
He's dead.
Doctor, I wanted to save him. I tried...
I know. It's all right, Charlotte. It's all right. Now... Can you and Gillespie make it into the ship?
Yes, I think so.
Good girl. Quick as you can.
Well, perhaps we should wait. I mean, Romilly might have been
I'm afraid not. He wouldn't have stood a chance. He may have fallen because the crystalline substance had already entered his system when he touched the liquid earlier.
Doctor?
Yes?
How the hell are we going to get out of this?
I've got a plan. Don't worry. Keep your radio on. See if you can listen in.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I have to speak to Cobden, persuade him to stop whatever he's doing.
You'll be lucky.
Now, can we reach him on this thing?
He'll never talk to you.
Can we reach his ship, his office?
Well, I can try. Sure, yeah.
Do it immediately, please.
This is Colony 2 comms. Please state department.
Commander Cobden's office.
Please state the nature of your call and an appointment will be made.
Give me that. The nature of my call is to expose Commander Cobden as a despot and a murderer. We know he had Rob Harvey disposed of, and he tried to do the same to us.
This is a security matter.
You won't! Listen to me. You're a computer, am I right?
I am the Colony 2 operating system.
Never mind that. Can you detect energy readings? There are unusual energy readings coming from Cobden's office. Check it.
How do you know?
He's illegally using an alien machine, and it'll destroy the colonists on both your ships.
Commander Cobden is not in his office.
Then where is he? You've got everyone electronically tagged, haven't you?
Commander Cobden is in Professor Lyle's laboratory.
All right, I got it wrong. Then there'll be energy emissions coming from there. Come on!
This matter is being referred to the security department.
No, don't do that!
Stupid machine!
We've reached the entrance, Doctor. What exactly is it you're trying to achieve?
The reason that the K7 is still liquefying is that Cobden is using a croton teaching machine.
A croton what?
Croton! Crotons! They're a crystalline life form. They use the mental impulses of sentient brains to activate themselves and power their technology. Broadly speaking, they're culturally parasitical.
That doesn't sound very nice.
It isn't. Charlotte, I estimate you'll be entering this ship on a higher deck. We're much lower down.
We'll head down, Doctor. We're bound to find you eventually.
Charlotte, I like your optimism. Keep in touch.
Your call is being held in a queue and will be answered when a member of the security department is available.
Idiots.
What, the crouton? Sorry, what was it, crouton?
Your misnomer is strangely apposite.
Eh?
How do you mean?
Well, that boiling liquid poor Romilly fell into is a kind of primordial soup.
What? And you mean these crotons are floating in it?
Well, not quite. It is the crotons. You see, I believe this ship crashed on this planet perhaps centuries ago. The crotons' power was exhausted, and when that happens, they revert to their constituent form.
What soup?
To start with. Computer, is there anyone available to speak to me yet?
Your call is being held in a queue and will be answered when a member of the security department is available.
I can't quite believe that even on the cusp of extinction, the human race is still plagued by automatic answering services. Charlotte, how are you and Gillespie doing now?
We found some sort of walkway that heads downwards, but Gillespie's legs aren't getting any better and I...
What's the matter?
Nothing. We just fell over. Gillespie, you're all right.
No, I'm not damn well all right. Listen, Charlotte.
Can call me Charlie, you know.
Your friend doesn't.
Well, he tries not to.
I heard that.
Doctor, she's going to have to leave me behind. I can't go any further.
Well, is that safe, Doctor?
Well, for now, perhaps.
That's not sounding very reassuring. What's going to happen?
Well, our friend Cobden is somehow releasing enough mental energy up on his ship to continue the croton reactivation down here on Onyarkis. Their inert crystalline dormant phase has already passed. Their primordial soup will eventually reconstitute itself into their active form.
Sounds worrying.
Do we really want to know what that is?
Not really. Highly aggressive biomechanical crystalline entities. And in my experience, they view all sentient life as merely a source of energy to be used up and then discarded as waste matter.
Please, I can't go on.
You will continue. The mental energy is transmitting to the planet. Soon, enough crotons will be activated for our purpose.
What purpose?
Do not speak. Continue with your work.
No!
Cobden, here.
Commander Cobden, you're detecting dangerous levels of unknown energy transmissions from your location.
Dangerous? It's... I don't know. There's a creature, an alien creature of some kind. I don't know.
Commander Cobden, a security detail is approaching the laboratory. You must let them in or they will make a forced entry.
I can't move. Exhausted.
An untagged person on the planet is asking to speak to you.
Untagged? Yes, of course. That man. Well, what does he want?
He alerted us to the energy transmissions.
You? What are you doing?
Put him through. I'll speak. Speak to him.
Hello, Cobden, is that you?
Yes.
What are you doing?
My God, what was that voice?
I think we may be too late. Cobden, you have to switch off that machine.
Cease communication now. You know about this creature.
Yes, and there'll be hundreds more of them any minute now if you don't stop feeding that machine with your brainwaves.
It's too late. Too late. They're using Woodruff. I couldn't carry on.
what do they want?
At a guess, I'd say they want to use every living mind on your ships and on this planet to regenerate themselves and their ship. They'll use you as human battery.
No! I thought they were a power source. I wanted...
Yes, you wanted to play it tough, break the rules, use dirty tricks to get your own way. And look where it got you.
What? Who the hell are you?
Cease communication or you will be dispersed.
Never mind me. You may very well have brought about the destruction of the whole colony.
How do we stop them?
Cease.
No, no. Get away from me. No, I am in command here. I brought you back to life. You can't...
It's killed him, hasn't it?
I fear so. That wretched computer put us through too late.
Doctor? Doctor, I can hear something moving. It sounds, I don't know, sort of mechanical.
Other Crotons must have become active. Charlie, you must move as fast as you can.
Doctor, look.
Oh, no.
What's going on, Doctor?
We have problems of our own here.
Is that coming from Woodruff's lab?
It's Copton security people. Oh, they won't stand a chance.
But whatever you are, release the professor now, or this time we'll shoot to kill.
Help me!
Stay back. Put down your weapons. When this high brain is drained, you will take his place at the machine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Open fire!
You will be dispersed.
Too late. We're too late.
Oh, look out!
You will put on the headset.
Will I now?
It is your function. You will comply or be dispersed.
What's this dispersing thing they keep going on about?
Total molecular dispersal of living tissue. Very nasty and very final.
Doctor, we're surrounded. There's about 20 of them. No more!
Charlie, do as they say. You hear me? Don't try to fight them. They don't take no for an answer.
But we can't just give up!
We have to! There's no other option!
But you knew about them! You must have met them before! You must have defeated them before! There must be something we can do, Doctor! Doctor!
There's only one thing we can do now, Charlie. And that's surrender.
Spaceships are now landing on the surface. Have the first batch of humans taken to the learning chambers? Where is the non-human high brain? He is being brought here now.
You wanted to see me?
You are not human.
Oh, am I supposed to be surprised? Well, I see you've regenerated your control room already. How soon before you put the human population to work?
The colony ships have already landed.
You don't hang about, do you? Well, what do you want with me?
Why are you here with the humans?
Because I felt like it. Why are you here attempting to enslave the minds of an entire species? Do you honestly think that's justifiable behavior? Well, that's given you something to think about, hasn't it?
You have encountered our species before?
Unfortunately, yes. You'd enslave generations of humanoids just to get them to the right level of mental development to power your dinotrope.
The dinotrope is an inferior form of craft with low-grade crew specifications. We are more advanced.
And numerous. How many of you have been reconstituted?
1,000. Your superior mind will be utilized to supervise the mental processing of the human population.
Oh, no, it won't.
If you refuse, you will be dispersed.
Well then, disperse me. What are you going to do now then, without me?
You are not essential to our plan.
Oh.
The work will be slower without you, but the result will be the same.
So you're not in a hurry?
We calculate we have laid dormant for 3 millennia. There is no great urgency.
And what is the result you're looking for, eh? The rebuilding of your ship? The reconstituting of more crotons? Just showing a healthy interest in my job, you understand?
This ship crashed here because of an energy failure. The chain of energy outposts had been interrupted. We will activate our ship and re-establish the chain.
Chain of outposts? So you want to seed the cosmos with human outposts, slave to your machines, ready to power your ships wherever they go?
We will establish a transference network and our influence will expand.
I don't think I've ever heard such a despicable plan put so innocuously.
Will you perform the task allotted to you, or shall we disperse you now?
I will perform the task.
The other abnormal hybrid is arriving.
Other?
You will be assisted by another. It is a human, but its mental processes show expanded function.
Really? Who?
Doctor! It's good to see you.
Apparently, Miss Pollard, you have expanded function.
I do my best. What does that mean?
You tell me.
You will now take your places at the primary units.
Take our places?
We're the class SWATs. Now, where are these primary units? Oh, I see. Very impressive.
Come forward into this chamber and put on the headsets.
Very well.
Now what? Are we just going to do what they want? Won't it drain our minds or something?
Yes.
Yes to which?
Use your expanded brain functions, Pollard.
Sit down and put on the headsets.
You know, Mr. Croton, to tell you the truth, I don't like those other two. Now, you look like an altogether better class of Croton, if you don't mind me saying so. Do you?
Actually, there is something different about this one.
That's just what I was thinking.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Well, I just saw... You're not going to believe me.
I might.
There it is again. Just the other side of its head thing.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Blinking eye.
Well, is that normal for a Croton? Because I certainly haven't seen any others with blinking human eyes embedded in their head things.
Oh, indeed. Flesh on the arm attachments. Look.
Doctor?
Oh, my goodness.
It's Romilly, isn't it?
Where are you taking us?
Don't be so aggressive, Ned. We're alive. Isn't that good enough for you?
You are required in the primary unit chamber through this door.
Gillespie!
Eleanor, are you all right?
Just about. But I could do with a hand here.
Oh, here, lean on me. Oh, that's it.
What exactly are we doing here?
Well, I know what they want with Charlotte and me, but as for you...
Do you require assistance? No, you may leave.
So what now?
I think perhaps we should ask Romilly that.
Don't be sick. He's dead. We saw him.
I am here.
Eh?
You what?
It's true. Look.
I am here.
Oh, my God.
You saw him fall into that Croton primordial soup. I thought it would have killed him. It should have killed him. But a chance in a million has resulted in, well, some sort of hybrid.
Is he all right? I mean, that's got to hurt, hasn't it?
We don't really know. He hasn't said much. He just stands there blinking at us. Romilly?
This is crazy. How come the other Crotons haven't noticed him?
They're not very hot on visual perception. Romilly, did you have Gillespie and Eleanor brought here?
Yes.
Why?
Need your help.
For what?
To defeat them.
Well, how the hell are we going to do that? There's hundreds of the things.
Perhaps thousands by now.
And they've got the whole colony under guard. We saw them, didn't we?
Yeah, lines of them streaming into the ship. Are they going to wake up the sleepers?
Oh, why wouldn't they?
Put on the headsets.
What? Romilly, is that you talking or your croton
heart? Put on the headsets. Quickly now.
The first phase will commence immediately.
We'd better do as he says, if only for the sake of appearances. Come on. Everyone ready?
Are we sure this is safe?
No. Now what, Romilly?
The crotons must be destroyed.
No arguments there, Romilly, but how?
Wait a minute. I can sense it.
What? What in these machines? I'm not getting anything.
First phase must commence now. Hybrids will initiate.
Chummy's getting impatient.
Yes, I can sense something.
Like what?
Seems you do have expanded function, Miss Pollard. Any idea what it is?
Feels like, well, just that. An idea.
It's like a program. Like the croton equivalent of a computer program.
Your minds will activate it, and the crotons will be destroyed.
And that's that? It's that easy? How the hell did you manage that, old man?
He's a service technician. He'll know everything technical there is to know about the systems on the colony ships and here on the planet. Wait a minute.
I got that too.
Got what? Hang on. I'm getting a sort of image in my head now.
Oh, yeah.
I have no clue what it is, though.
I've seen it before. Oh, what is it?
You have indeed seen it before, Charlotte. It's that atmospheric pressure generator we landed next to.
Oh, yes, that awful noise.
Oh, no. Romilly, you can't do this.
Crotons must be destroyed.
Doctor, what is it? What's he planning?
Oh, no.
Destroyed.
Charlie, what is it?
I can see a big explosion. A really big explosion caused by that atmosphere generator thing.
That's just about it. The moment the mental energy starts to flow from all the teaching machines on this ship, the generator will start to build a super-dense atmospheric bubble throughout the mining tunnels of Anyakis.
Won't that kill us all?
Probably. But even if it doesn't...
The bubble's going to explode. But why would he do that?
The explosion will set Anyakis on a new orbital path.
Directly into this system's sun.
What?
Romilly, are you mad?
I'd like to see you stay sane after your entire brain and body have been hybridized with a crystalline life form. He's lucky to be alive at all.
Lucky, Doctor?
No, quite. Romilly, listen to me.
Crotons destroyed!
Romilly, can you understand us? Your plan will destroy all of us, not just the crotons.
Destroy crotons!
He's mad, poor old chap. Totally insane. The program's been initialized. I can feel the minds of thousands of humans slaved to those machines down in the hold of this ship. Oh, the crotons don't know it, but they've activated something that'll destroy everyone on this planet, including them.
Do not fight it. Crotons must be destroyed.
Yes, but not like this.
Power levels rising. What is that? Power is being diverted. What? The alien hybrid is interfering with our plan. It must be dispersed. Access the primary unit's chamber.
We got company!
What are these other humans doing here?
I needed them.
The alien hybrid is diverting power. These creatures must all be dispersed so that the process can be reset.
No, the process must continue.
destroyed our commander!
All Krogans must be destroyed!
Down, everyone!
They destroyed each other!
Poor Romilly. Everyone all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't get this headset off! It's like my mind... My mind won't let me.
Doctor, we can't stop it. I can't move. Doctor, are you all...
Oh, don't distract me. I'm trying to break... free! Oh, that's better. Now...
What are you doing?
Get this thing off me.
The shock to your mind will kill you. You have to trust me. Now, Charlie, I've reset your machine. You should be able to monitor the process and all Croton activity. Gillespie, do you still have your radio?
My comlink?
Yeah.
I've still got mine too, Doctor. Yeah. In my side pocket.
Charlie, here's Gillespie's radio. I'll take Eleanor's.
Where are you going?
To the atmosphere generator. You keep in touch with me and give me directions. I need a route that keeps me out of the way of any Crotons.
But even if you do shut the generator down, the Croton's plan will continue. The people here will still be trapped on these machines.
Yeah, well, leave that to me. I'll think of something.
Like what?
Oh, ye of little faith. Right. Wish me luck.
Doctor, where are you? Have you made it out of the Croton ship yet?
A second. Yes, just out. Now where?
There should be three tunnel entrances ahead of you.
Two. The one on the left is blocked.
All right, take the one on the right.
I can see one of those security vehicles parked. I'm going to take it. It'll be quicker.
The quicker the better, Doctor. I can see there are Crotons on the way here. They'll want to kill us, won't they?
I can't pretend that's not likely. Right, I am getting into the vehicle. Yeah. There's a route planner now.
Yes.
Yeah, I found the route to the atmospheric generator. I should be all right on my own.
Keep in touch. Doctor, the power's building. I don't think we have long.
Foot down, then.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Really?
You have destroyed these Crotons.
Get real. We're stuck in these seats, blockhead. They killed each other.
Cease operating the machines.
But if we do, the power will stop. Do you really want that?
We detect that the power is being diverted. It is not regenerating our ship.
We can't stop. We're stuck here. Why don't you just shut it all down?
The power must not be shut down.
Just how stupid are you?
Charlotte, I've arrived at the generator. How much time have I got? Charlotte? Charlotte, can you hear me?
Charlotte, come in.
Who is that?
Who is what? I can't hear anything. Can anyone else?
No. I can hardly think. This thing's got my brain so scrambled.
Yeah, I think you're hearing things, chummy.
You are lying.
Charlotte, I'm in the generator control room.
Doctor, we've got company here.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
I can see the generator controls. Shouldn't be too difficult to...
Doctor, there are Crotons on the way to you. They'll be there any moment.
Cease talking.
I'm shutting the generator down now.
What has he done?
Have you done it, Doctor?
Yes, I've done it. I've shut everything down. All the atmospheric generators throughout the mining system are switched off. We've stopped Romilly's plan.
Hey, wait a minute. Doesn't that mean...
We're all going to suffocate. That's right, isn't it, Doctor?
The error in the programming has been corrected. The human minds will now power the regeneration of our ship.
But not for long if we're all going to suffocate.
Whoever you are... You will reactivate the atmosphere generators. The humans must remain alive.
How very noble of you, but I think not.
Reactivate the generators!
Temper. Very well.
Doctor, don't!
Charlotte? What are you saying?
If you keep us alive, then the Crotons will get what they want. The whole human race, or what's left of it... plugged into their machines, until they die. Well, isn't that their plan?
Yes. Yes, it is. And you think the only way for me to stop it is to let everyone die?
Well, isn't it?
Cease talking. Switch on the machine.
And what am I supposed to do, hmm? Get in the TARDIS and leave you?
Perhaps you should. Maybe this... God, this was never meant to be.
Oh, what do you mean?
God, never mind. Just...
Interesting. But perhaps I've got a better idea.
Doctor, no!
You idiot!
Now you will continue!
Oh, hello! I was wondering when you'd turn up. How are you feeling?
Step away from those controls!
Oh, you're worried I might shut them down, I suppose. No need to worry your shiny big heads about that. Honestly, well, I've set everything to maximum output. Maximum. And I'm very, very happy to let it run.
All processes functioning normally. Ship power returning to maximum.
You must be feeling pretty happy with yourself.
Cease talking.
Yeah, I think I saw him smile.
I said cease.
Oh, what? Don't you need us? Isn't that the deal? You need us to keep yourselves alive?
Yeah, we can say anything we like if we want to.
They're right, you know. We're the power behind your shiny new empire. You should be grateful.
They should. You're right, Charlie. You're right.
Yeah, they should be spoiling us. Champagne all round. Fizzy nostrils.
Fizzy what?
Champagne bubbles up your nose.
I prefer a nice cold beer, actually.
Still fizzy, though, isn't it?
What's so funny?
Us sitting here, you and me with our fizzy nostrils and him belching over his beer.
What is this? What is happening?
It's our brains!
Yeah, we're too powerful for you, mate!
Power levels are too high! Fluctuating!
Look at his head! Look at him! He's going around!
Doctor, Carries.
Who's Carries?
You didn't care. He died and you didn't care.
I didn't.
Where am I?
The TARDIS.
But it's so dark, I thought I was in the other... somewhere else.
Oh, I'll turn the lights down a bit for you. Here we are. That better?
What exactly happened?
Ever heard of hypoxia?
I don't know. The crotons blew up. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes.
Hypoxia? Isn't that something to do with the human brain?
Yes, it can be. And in this case, it was.
You switched the atmosphere generators back on.
Yes, I did. And I increased the atmospheric pressure massively. But I filtered out almost all the oxygen. The result? Hypoxia of the human brain. Or rather, the massed human brains on Onyakis. Do you know the symptoms of hypoxia?
We were laughing, being really silly.
Oh, that about sums it up. Deprived of oxygen but subjected to high pressure and filled with non-oxygenated blood, the human brain produces euphoria, overwhelming confidence, and, to put it bluntly, stupidity.
So that affected the croton machines?
Well, those machines rely on the input of high intelligence. Suddenly, every human mind connected to them became overconfident, reckless, and...
and really silly.
Yes. I didn't know quite what it would do, but it turns out it created uncontrollable energy spikes in the crotons. They couldn't regulate the vastly fluctuating levels of power, flashes of superconfidence, producing sporadic moments of genius one moment and then stupendous stupidity the next.
Their heads blew up. But what about the people? The colonists? Gillespie and Eleanor, are they safe?
Oh, yes. Prolonged hypoxia is fatal, but luckily my respiratory bypass system gave me a few extra moments of resistance. I was able to turn the oxygen back on just in time. Although...
Although what?
Well, I did get the distinct impression at one point that the controls I was operating were made of... cheese?
Sorry. Yeah. Like the moon, you mean?
Ah, now, I know a little place rather close to the moon.
Oh, yes. It's not called Earth, by any chance?
Well, more precisely, it's called Al's Cafe. That's a great breakfast. You hungry?
Yes, I am. Very.
Good. Just what you need after a nasty bout of hypoxia. So it turns out it was meant to be, after all.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember what you said?
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Care to explain?
Well, I always do my best explaining over breakfast.
Well then, Al's Cafe, here we come.